You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. This week, we revisit Episode 5 of The Capitol Minute, where Perry teaches us about the stark reality that all men and women, and especially future rulers of the world, enter the world as little babies, and some become big babies.
As our current verbal civil war rages in U.S. culture, some are saying, "Can you believe politicians act like this?" Well, related to that, I have two questions. First, can presidential candidates speak in ways that are beneath the dignity of the office? And how about this question? Can kings be big babies? We don't live in a monarchy and can only imagine what happens in kings' palaces. From a biblical perspective, two things are crystal clear. Some kings can act like big babies on the throne. But all kings begin life as little babies. King David of Israel wrote a praise song called a psalm to God in Psalm 139. In verse 13, he told God, quote, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb," unquote. You need to know that in this election season, the world-famous political leader, King David, said that God's powerfully big, supernaturally precise hands are at work in the wombs of women worldwide. Since the conception of the first baby, Cain, in the first womb of the first woman, Eve, who was the wife of the first man, Adam, God has been busy with babies, forming them in their mother's wombs. Yes, he is the author of all life. Continuing on in Psalm 139, verses 14 and 15, King David reflected on his pre-birth days, saying that it was a wonderful life in the womb. Listen to this, Psalm 139, 14, quote, "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well," unquote. The context here is still in utero. In verse 15, David says, quote, "My frame was not hidden from you, God, when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth." Why does King David write that he, as a living human fetus, was formed in the, quote, depths of the earth? It's because his mother's womb was his world. His life began in the womb, deep in the soft, safe security of maternal shelter. On the last podcast titled A President for Life, I said I don't believe in career politicians, but I do believe that we must pick a president for life.
Next week, Pastor Perry will add to our vocabulary the word pentatonicalist and will teach us how Christ mediates his rule on the earth through five institutions.